Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Menards, everybody.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Here is our first question. Bears coach Ben Johnson provided this update on cornerback Jalen Johnson's status to return from a groin injury earlier today.
I don't know. We'll see.
On a scale of 1 to 10, after hearing Ben Johnson, where is your level of confidence that we'll see Jalen return to the field on Sunday?
Okay, I fall for this hook, line, and sinker, which is the second time I've used that phrase today because I fell for Mark Potash's sneaky trick on April Fool's, telling everybody that he was going to be the Bears historian. But I'll do it again. I will do it again because that's how I felt last week when I saw him questionable on the injury report. I was like, he's back. And maybe I watched too much WWE, or maybe I think that the NFL script exists. I don't know. But if I was writing the plot for the NFL script, I would have brought Jalen Johnson back mid-game through the tunnel and played his music. That's how I'd have done it. So, yeah, do I think he's back? And Ben Johnson smiled, and he smiled? Oh, it's on now.
No, what scale?
So what's your number?
Yeah, you got to give a number.
10.
Whoa!
Nah, it's really like an 8.5 Bears. On a scale of 1 to 10 Bears. Yeah, 8.5 Bears.
That's entirely too high, as Mark Grody so graciously pointed out prior to this particular
By the way,
question.
Thanks for gifting me those Bears stickers, too. That's another thing I was gifted.
Oh, my God. You've gotten so many gifts.
I'm done with you.
I have. I'm done with me. Go ahead, Marshall.
Yeah, you're like a walking Christmas tree.
Don't give that man any more ornaments. He doesn't deserve them.
Ooh, I could use some ornaments. My Aunt Rhonda gets me Bears ornaments. Don't worry.
Rhonda.
Yeah, Rhonda's the best.
Layla says an 8.5 for Jalen Johnson being back on the field. I say a 2. Here's why I
Quit
say a 2.
Quit being reasonable.
But no. It's not about being reasonable. It's about understanding that Jalen Johnson came back and got hurt again, and I don't want that to happen. So why don't you just take the extra 5 days and let him suit up on Black Friday, a much more important game, in my opinion.
He's like,
because
yeah,
it's a conference game.
He's like, yeah, the muscle ripped off my body. I'm cool. I'll get back out there. No.
But so, yeah, it's a 2 for me because honestly, if he's not 110%, I don't want to see him out there.
I'm 3.5.
God, you guys.
I'm sorry, Layla. I want to play your reindeer games, but I can't right now because of the too soon return. It just makes more sense to not have this guy play and then have to get ready for another big game. You could even argue that it's an even bigger game than this game.
It's not an argument. It's a straight up tiebreaker NFC. When you're talking about a team that's viable for the one seed in the conference.
Oh my God.
You got to win the head. What? I'm
now
sorry.
Now who's unreasonable?
Whoa, hold up. If they win, you think they're going to win? We'll do predictions later. But if they win this week and they beat the Eagles, they have the head-to-head tiebreaker, and they're a game ahead of the Eagles in the standings.
It's in Philly. Vic Fangio is going to make people cry.
So that's why you need Jalen Johnson, a completely healthy and rested Jalen Johnson, not a quick turnaround Jalen Johnson off his first game since the beginning of the year.
That is Aaron Rodgers!
And also Ben Johnson saying, I don't know, we'll see.
We'll see.
That sounds like gamesmanship. That sounds like he's not playing,
exactly.
And we're not going to tell you because why would we tell you right now?
That's what they did last week too, and I loved it. I love the level of like petty detail.
He'll be out by shortly after this time tomorrow.
And here is one other thing we have not spoken about, the possibility of, and that is Jalen Johnson plays, but in a limited capacity, as in they put him in for a series. And this is just sort of like peripheral thought process here, that you ease him in and you let him. I mean, he's a full participant in practice. So that's why we're moving the goalposts just a little bit. And that's why I have a 3.5, but I don't rule out that possibility as well.
I didn't take limited snaps into consideration, but based on what you're saying, he could play a few series and still be rested enough to play on a Friday. You know what? I'm going to up mine.
I'm going to
go from a 2 to a 3.
I'm an influencer.
To a 3, not an 8.5, just a 3, Layla, just a 3.
I just like the idea of it all. I like a little drama like
I
that.
I love when you go 10, Layla. That was good. You win. You win the first question.
I like the reckless abandon of the storyline.
Number 2.
Which Bears player other than quarterback Caleb Williams needs to have a big game to ensure a win over the Steelers on Sunday?
Oh, man. I'm going to ponder this. I go first too many times. I pick Grody.
Oh, okay. Which player on the Bears, other than Caleb Williams, has to come up with a big game in this one? I am going to go. Are you ready for this, guys? I am going to go with Colston Loveland. Colston Loveland. Oh, you don't like that? Oh, did you want to go first?
No, go.
Marshall, I'm sorry.
Go.
Did you want to go first?
Go.
I said who's going.
I can react. Go.
I think... I just feel like Colston Loveland is going to have a big game in this one. I really do. Like, I think that there are some things that the tight end can exploit in the Steelers defense. I also think he had a big catch last week, Colston Loveland did, but it didn't really lead to anything. And I think we all want to, and I think that the Bears want to see more explosives from this man, Colston Loveland.
Well, I was going to say Tremaine Edmonds, but he's not playing. I was going to say T.J. Edwards, but he's not playing. I was going to say Noah Sewell, but I don't think he's playing either. It's Ruben Hippolyte. That's the answer.
What?
He needs to have a big game. If he has a bad game and they get exposed in the linebacking core, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day, and Colston Loveland isn't going to be the answer to that problem. They got to have a big game out of whoever is lining up in linebacker. And
DeMarco Jackson might be the guy that he might be, but
at least Ruben Hippolyte, he's got that fourth-round pedigree. Supposed to be able to do something.
He's got the fourth round paycheck.
Fast as hell, yo.
Yeah, I heard he was fast.
He's been fast.
Can you catch someone and then tackle him? That's what I need to know. Can you keep up with Darnell Washington or Jonnu Smith or Pat Freiermuth in coverage? That's what I need to know.
The way Tyreek Stevenson described him dragging you once you wrap up.
He said, you dive, he jumps.
It's funny.
It really is funny.
The way he illustrated it was a storyteller.
Screw technique. You got to do what you got. It's survival out there.
Yeah, I can't be seeing any upper back tackles out of the Bears defense this week.
I can't be seeing
the ricochet tackles. Like, that's not going to do anything when everybody's bigger.
The reason I made the face mark is because I can't believe you picked someone on offense knowing how dire the situation is going to be against your guy, Aaron Rodgers.
I see what you're saying. But really quick, I would just say to wrap it up, I think I was thinking more along the lines of, I think Colston Loveland is going to have a big game. Maybe not in the spirit of the question was which
he
needs to have. So maybe I'll rethink it. But Layla, please.
Montez Sweat.
Sweaty.
Let's go, Cook. I'm going to need that pass rush to step up because you know that the linebackers behind you are not your usual crew. So if that's the case and you really want to avenge one for Bears fans who could be facing Aaron Rodgers, the nemesis, for the last time, I'm going to need somebody to sack someone.
Okay, I'm going to go with Darnell Wright.
Ooh.
Is there anybody that needs to have a bigger game? Because guess who's coming at him? TJ freaking Watts.
The answer is yes. His name is Theo Benedet, but keep going.
Theo Benedet, too. I mean, like we talked about with Herbig and Highsmith and Watt and even their nose tackle, they're bringing a lot of pressure. But I will go specifically with Darnell Wright because I think he'll be matched up on TJ Watt.
I think they're going to design.
We named a lot of Bears, guys.
A lot of Bears need to step up.
Third question here on Raheemy Harrison, G-Unit. If the Bears get you 8 wins after a win over the Steelers, are you confident saying that there'll be a lock for a playoff spot? So once again, if the Bears win this weekend, are you confident saying that they are a lock for the playoffs?
I think so because of what we just talked about in the NFC. There is a ton of parity this year in the NFL. Look no further than your own division. 15 wins is not going to win the division this year. It's just not that kind of league. It's not that kind of division. We just mentioned the news about Sam LaPorta. Adam Schefter reporting he's likely out for the rest of the season. And when you consider the football that the Bears have left, we know this is the hard part of their schedule. But I like their chances when they see Green Bay twice coming up, for example. That puts them at 9. That'll get you there. One more win. And I think you usually beat a team that somebody's going to expect you to lose against. It's a tall task when you consider Eagles, Packers, Browns, Packers, 49ers, Lions.
Eagles.
But all you need is one of those. Yeah, Browns, obviously. But all you need is one of those others. You know, you like your chances at least for one of the two against the Packers. So after that, yeah, that'll get you there for sure.
I am not on board with saying it will be a lock if they get a win. I need them to get to 10 before I say it's a lock. I need to see it happen on the field. You won't hear me saying that. I think they're in the running for a playoff spot. I think they're in the running to win the NFC North. I think they're in the running for the one seed in the NFC. I think that's a real thing. But I do need to see them continue to just pile up the wins.
Crazy things happen in the NFL. There's no doubt about it. And we haven't even begun this mini gauntlet that we've been talking about. So it is a tough call. But I'll say yes. I'll say yes because I'm pretty close to being there right now. So an 8th win against 3 losses. Again, as Layla pointed out in the beginning, we discussed earlier. And in Potash, Mr. Sunshine even brought up the fact that the parity is more parodious than ever. Is that the right way
parody
to say it?
Parody-E
than ever.
It's a word. Look
right
it
now.
Up.
Like, there's just not a lot of teams that you look at in the NFC and you're like, oh, yeah, that team is way better than the Bears. I mean, even if you're just looking record-wise, because that will continue to expand, hopefully, for the Bears. So I do think, and it's daring, I do think the Bears are a playoff team if they win this game against the Steelers. 8-3. Yeah.
A lot of people on the Twitch chat saying defensive players' names, too. And this is a good analogy, a rusty lock from Spam Killer 500. Would need a little more to make it for sure. Okay, a rusty lock is a start.
Old so. Rusty lock used
old
to play
rusty
for the
lock,
Bears.
Yeah.
Yep.
Locker room favorite.
Yeah, he was.
The Bulls' next 8 opponents are the Heat, Wizards, Pelicans, Hornets, Pacers, Magic, Nets, and Pacers. What will the record be over the next 8 games?
Listen, buckle up. At least 6-2. And I know that sounds very ambitious when I say that. At least 6-2. I think the restrictions on Kobe White are about to release. Let's say they lose tonight against the Miami Heat.
Are you saying they're going to unlock Kobe White?
Hopefully. He's partially unlocked now. But
unlock me!
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Mark Grody likes to say unlock
me. Layla cued me. Like
switch the samples.
If we're going to give him all these gifts, he might as well do something.
He might as well be a valuable member of the show. I agree with you on that. But so they play the Heat tonight, and the Heat are 9-6, a half a game ahead of the Bulls. After that, this schedule, the Wizards, 1 win.
Wizard!
The Pelicans, 2 wins.
Wizzy!
The Hornets, 4 wins.
And a different head coach than the one they started the year with.
The Pacers, 2 wins. Orlando, that's a challenge, 9-7, but you've already beaten the Magic without Kobe White.
I'm sorry I doubted you then.
Brooklyn
Bulls.
Nets, 2 wins. And then the Pacers again, I'll remind you, they have 2 wins. Get fat off the bad people.
6-2?
6-2, at least, at the minimum.
Layla, what have ye?
Well, frankly, I have a bad feeling because of Miami the last time the Bulls saw them.
Yeah, they'll lose tonight.
It's always a bad vibe.
Like, it just was gross and bad and sad. And the worst part of it was that we all went to the game before that against Miami. We're like, game of the year. Like, we were so hyped. We took pictures at half court.
And what did they do in that game?
We waited in line. We wore our Bulls hoodies, our best Bulls hoodies. And you know what? Unfortunately, it didn't work out. We walked to the United Center.
Guys,
we were so fired up. We walked 3 miles.
Tags, man.
It was a lovely day, and we were so happy because the Bulls won that game. We were like, yeah, play-in's going to be different, and then it was not. It was not different at all, and I hated it. So probably not Miami, but the rest of them, he's right. These are very winnable games for the Bulls. I'm sorry I doubted you against Orlando. I'm sorry.
These are winnable games. So where are you?
So I think at least, like, it's either probably 6-2 or 5-3 is okay. How I feel about it. So maybe because, you know, you're seeing the Pacers twice in that span, kind of like I did with the math with the Packers. You know, maybe that's a split then.
Yeah, 2-13 Pacers split with them. Then you don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
I mean, it's a Rick Carlisle coach team. You know, it's still, the league will even out eventually. And I know that they don't have Halley and it's a different deal, but still. So I'm allowing a little bit of variable there. Are you going to be okay on Monday when you have to talk about the Bulls facing a team who they could have done business with?
No, I'm not going to be okay. And we know I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to bring it up in perpetuity until I'm just never not going to not bring it up. Especially
Fair
if
enough.
Derek Queen ends up being like Rookie of the Year or something.
I love it when you get all excited about the Bulls and basketball. But guess what? I'm with you. 6-2. 6-2. I'll see the rest of my time here because I've just got an updated text from my Aunt Rhonda, who listens. Let me just tell you.
Rhonda.
Rhonda is the most diehard of diehard sport. Like she watches Bears games, like she locks the doors, watches them and yells and plays along. Mark Edward Grody, she texts to me.
Oh, no, not the middle name.
This is trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Edward Grody. Snappy is not one of the seven dwarfs. Please remember that. Also, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I want him to be sacked at least 10 times. That will help make up for his comments about, quote, I own this town. Love you.
I like the love.
Rhonda knows what's up.
Trust me, Rhonda knows what's up. Like, she is intensely, intensely Bears.
Number five.
Last question, 2-minute drill here on Five on It. Thanksgiving's next week. Means Thanksgiving meal is happening. Which is the worst of the Thanksgiving side dishes?
People are going to say cranberry sauce in a can, but I love it. I love how tart it is. I like it. I am a child of the 80s and overprocessed food, so canned cranberry sauce is not my pick. I think it's when people don't know how to make Brussels sprouts right, and then they end up smelling bad. Your Brussels sprouts are in style, but you've got to understand how to properly either roast them so the texture's right, or properly prepare them so they don't smell like feet. So just make sure that you've got a decent Brussels sprouts recipe. Don't be winging it over here. Know your food combinations and your flavor combinations. So that's my vote.
I'm going to go with squash.
Just squash.
I don't care how you prepare it, really. I mean, I've had squash that tasted decent, but like, why are you taking up room on my plate with something that I do not desire?
Fiber.
Thanksgiving. I can get fiber from other things from the Thanksgiving spread.
Sweet potatoes, maybe.
Yeah, there's so many options because there's a lot of vegetables.
The marshmallows
on the table.
On top. Science but says they have it.
The squash is going to be my pick.
I don't like sweet potatoes. And Layla just, you know, you said it preemptively, but I don't like cranberries in any form. I don't like that form of sweet.
They're so tart.
Not a little ocean spray though. A little mix.
Negative.
Cran apple.
I have tried to like them in all different forms, and I have tried them a little bit. It's just they keep that off of my plate. Keep that off. Oh, the rest, like I said, sweet potatoes. Other than that, I'm good with all of it.
Hawk on the text line says I'm flat out wrong. Hawk, I saw you yesterday. You came out. You came out to Oak Forest and hung out with us. Showed me a really cute picture of Pork Chop, your dog. How dare you?
Mashed turnips.
I love the idea.
Mashed turnips.
That sounds awful.
Who makes that?
Mashed turnips?
What are you guys talking about over here? False potatoes.
Don't want to be at that dinner table.
Is that some sort of like a keto thing? I need more details.
Keto.
I'm not with it.
Stuffing can also turn out bad. Sometimes people don't make stuffing right.
That's why you don't make stuffing. You make dressing.
Exactly. I do make dressing with real cornbread.
Yeah.
Somebody says, you can tell when people lie.
The turkey is the worst side dish, according to the 7-7.
I'm with that. Turkey, I can do sides over turkey.
Nah. Should have called Second City Prime to get your turkey.
Got to have the protein, Marshall. Come on, man.
Five on It is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Coming up next, we continue with our redheaded Bears Reporter Friday. Kevin Fishbane. We'll ask him about Ben Johnson's comments, see what he thinks, and this injury report that is ever evolving. That's next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
I ask for so little in life. It would be nice to cover some really relevant games in late December and early January. I don't think that's asking too much.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
With Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
It is a Friday. We know partially because we're going to talk to Kevin Fishbane. Kevin Fishbane, one of the senior Bears writers covering the team at The Athletic. He hosts Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. Joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and he is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Oh, Kevin, you're at Hallis today. I just saw your background.
Fun fact, Layla, I'm actually always at Hallis. I'm just usually in the Radio Dungeon studio that Grody is familiar with, but it is locked right now. So
yeah, there's controversy there, man. Yeah,
there's no dungeon?
Yeah, so yesterday, as Weedsy, your partner at The Athletic, and my partner on the Take the North podcast, Dan Weeder, we do the podcast out there. We have to find separate places. And I told Weedsy, yeah, go ahead. You can use the NFL Network studio today. And it was locked. You know what that means, Kevin? Nobody has taken the time to tell somebody to unlock it. So that's going to fall on me. I know it's going to fall on me on Monday.
Well, you know what? I had to do a podcast in there yesterday, Mark. It was locked. I got somebody to unlock it.
Then it was locked again?
It's locked again. So I think this is a message. There's no other way to look at it.
Oh, man. Sounds like they're trying to keep you kids out of that dungeon.
We will not be kept out of Stacey Dales's closet. We will not be kept out of there.
Stacey Dales keeps her stuff there?
Well, no, it's the NFL Network room, technically. Ironically, I think Stacey Dales uses it the least of any of us, like, because she just doesn't really need to. So she's like, yeah, I don't care. You guys could go ahead and use it.
It's because Stacey's nice.
Yeah.
Anytime we can go inside Hallis Hall, and I'm not kidding, it's always nice to get a lay of the land from you guys. Helps paint the picture.
Absolutely.
There's another closet here that we used to use, and they have put so many chairs and tables in that closet that you can't use it anymore. So it's and now all of us have podcasts and videos and, you know, radio shows. So it's a mad dash. I'm just happy that I could find a decent backdrop, some construction above me, and an opportunity to talk to you guys.
Well, I guess since you're there and we can see that, let's start first with your impression of how Ben Johnson addressed Jalen Johnson's availability this week.
Yeah, Layla, you could go so many different ways, right? How much of this is gamesmanship? How much of this is legitimately they want to see how he looks today? Do they activate him and they still want to see how he looks on Sunday morning? Is this a situation where maybe they want to get his feet wet and play a few series, but he's not ready for a full game, but that could get him in position to play a full game on Friday? Do they still want him to take the full 21 days and not even bother with a short week and just have him ready for that game in Green Bay? I don't know. I mean, I think it's obviously a good sign that he practiced in full yesterday. I do believe Austin Booker practiced in full a couple times, a couple weeks maybe, even before he got activated. So it's not the best, you know, comparison. But I'll say this about Jalen Johnson. None of us thought that he would be even practicing this soon. So I'm certainly not going to be the one to doubt him and the possibility that he plays Sunday. So we can, as we're sitting here talking right now, that is a legitimate possibility that you could kind of, again, talk through those scenarios. But we still really won't know. We'll know by tomorrow afternoon for sure if he gets activated.
That's the voice of Kevin Fishbane, senior writer at The Athletic, covering the Bears. Also, he's got that podcast, Breaking In with Kevin Fishbane, a sports media podcast. This segment with Kevin, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Kevin, secondary is one thing. Linebackers is completely another thing. They are a mess right now. Do we expect any of these guys who did not practice yesterday to be on the field on Sunday?
It's a good question, Marshall. It's not looking great right now. I say that noting that we won't get the official injury report for another hour or so. And, you know, if these are minor injuries and it, like Tremaine Edmonds, is he the type of guy that doesn't need to practice for a week or a couple days? And if he looks good Saturday or at the walkthrough Saturday and Sunday, he can go. I'm not sure. But either way, it's probably one of the, I guess, under talked about things of the week, because that was already a position that lacked some depth. And you could be looking at DeMarco Jackson starting. Does rookie Ruben Hippolyte get in there? They brought Jalen Reeves-Maben in this week, who played for Detroit. Does he factor in that rotation? I mean, it's one thing to be already be down TJ Edwards. If they're without both their stars, they're without Sewell too. I mean, you know, the thing is, if Aaron Rodgers plays, one of the things that Aaron Rodgers has always done in general, but I've seen it in person against the Bears, is he just scans the field. He goes, oh, that's your weakness? Boom, that's where I'm throwing the ball. A little different when it's a linebacker situation, but like I have memories of Bears games where like a starting corner might come out for a couple plays because of a little injury, and that's immediately where Rodgers went the next play. So you got to imagine that if it's Rodgers, if the linebackers are out, that he is going to find ways to attack the middle of the field or find ways to get the running backs involved and go after that weakness.
Right, and it seemed like when it was against the Bears, it was, of course, he would hit his primary guys, but it was always somebody like Robert Tonyan or something that would make a big play down the field or fill in the blank tight end or Randall Cobb type of guy back in the day. So, yeah, that all makes a lot of sense. But I got three words for you, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. I've written them down just so I don't forget. Good, better, ready for this? Best. Those are three words that Ben Johnson likes to use in his rousing speeches after Bears victories in the locker room, which has been very fun for all of us to follow. I know that Spiegel and Holmes, they started to do a little dig on that, and they got to the Billy Williams portion of it, and Billy Williams using that at his Hall of Fame speech. But our guy right here, Kevin Fishbane at The Athletic, it's up and running right now, did the whole deep dive on it. What have you learned to add to this legendary story and really great story, by the way, Fishbane?
Thank you, Grody. I appreciate it. Well, not to bus toss the afternoon show, but Billy Williams saying it has nothing to do with Ben Johnson. Ben actually told us about a month ago that he got it from his high school coach. So I went to work, Grody. I talked to Ben's high school coach. I talked to his high school teammates. I then talked to the coach that taught it to his high school coach. I talked to the son of the coach who that coach might have learned it from. Did a lot of deep dives on newspapers.com to find the earliest I could find, guys, in 1897.
What?
There were newspaper advertisements for a bank in Southern Illinois with the good, better, best line.
Now look here, we're going to be good, we're going to be better, we're going to be best. That's the way it's going to be, see?
Also, what a great campaign in 1897.
Yeah.
I would invest my money with them. Certainly nothing would happen between then and now.
Yeah,
no,
especially
not
in the 1920s.
Oh, yeah, early 1900s is a great time.
Teapot Dome ring a bell, anybody?
How about them roaring 20s, though?
Yeah. I even found, like, there was a newspaper in Missouri and in 1940, and it was like, Miss Murray's homeroom has decided their motto for the year is going to be good, better, best, never let it rest. So it's one of those things. I had never heard it before until the Cowboys game. And I got texts from people. My wife, I got home after that Cowboys game. My wife goes, hey, the Bears are doing good, better, best. I said, hey, I've never heard of that. And then she looked at me. She goes, what, were you not an athlete? And she told me, yeah, that her – She played volleyball. That her volleyball.
She roasted you, Kevin.
Emasculation. Oh, yeah.
Listen, she's a phenomenal athlete. So I'll wear it. But
you'll wear
so
whatever she tells you to wear, pal. Is what you'll wear.
There you go. So it was really fun to go down kind of two paths of one path of like how this phrase has been around, just period, but also specifically how Ben got it, and then it was really. I mean, you talk to his high school coaches and teammates, like they get goosebumps hearing it, hearing their guy, Ben Johnson, doing it in the NFL and thinking back to their high school state championship, some of their favorite times as players. And it's been fun to talk to some of the Bears players. A couple of guys admitted like, yeah, the first time he did it, we were like, what is this? But hey, you guys know when you're winning, that stuff really hits. So, yeah, it was fun to kind of be able to tell that story.
We'll as a member of Teams Hits and Team Hits and Lows, I confess to being part of the hits principal discussion after the 49ers win. So I feel you on that. But also, there's a part of this that I think is pretty cool is like Chase Rice, the country singer, is also involved in this. He's played at Windy City Smoke. He's played a lot of festivals and shows here in Chicago, and he's a part of this story too.
Yeah, so he was Ben Johnson's high school teammate. He was a phenomenal player. Went on to North Carolina. And he told me he's been doing that good, better, best before every concert for 12 years. And so he did wonder. He goes, did Ben get that from me? You know, because he came on my tour bus and saw that we were doing it. When you see the story, you'll see how much the saying means to Chase Rice, what it means to him as a country singer. So again, a lot of kind of fun connections. And guys, I did note near the bottom of the story, we all remember Club Dub. Okay, we all remember Boom.
It was fun.
Like I acknowledge that sometimes these things, if a team doesn't go the right direction, you know. But right now, they are 7-3. They are good. They can get better. Best is yet to come, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. The best is definitely. That's my favorite part about this entire season and this story with Ben Johnson, specifically also with the wrinkle of Caleb Williams. They're only going to get better. You can't convince me they're not going to continue to get better.
Marshall, it's like the number one, I think, reason for optimism for Bears fans in the short term and the long term, right? Like, now, if you want to be full, if you want to go full cynicism and say, well, maybe this is just who they are, like if you want to go down that path, and say there isn't this next level, like, go for it. But I just think that you go back to the Cowboys game, right, where they put up, you know, Caleb Williams won Offensive Player of the Week. They had a bunch of empty possessions at the end of that game that really frustrated Ben Johnson. They couldn't run the ball in that game. So I just think, you know, the Bengals game, you know, they had a couple empty possessions before halftime. So when they scored 47 points that game, they could have scored 60. So I just think that, like, there is room for this group to grow. And we talk about the defense. Obviously, the linebacker injuries are a big problem. But as we talked last week, you're going to get reinforcements. So I just think if you are, like, if you're a Bears fan and you're going, look at the record of the teams they beat, just kind of remind yourself, like, hey, like, there still could be that great game from a variety of players to continue to allow this team to grow. And what I think is most important about that, most important about the potential, is this franchise wants to avoid one-year wonders, right? 01, 18, you know, they want to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ultimate goal is to sustain success.
Yes.
And so if there is a lot more for this group to do, that's the hope kind of moving forward after the season.
That is Kevin Fishbane. I posted the link to the article in our Twitch chat. Make sure you check out his article on Good, Better, Best in The Athletic as we were talking about today. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep. That's Kevin Fishbane from Hallis Hall in a new location that had me fooled.
Yeah, it did. He's out there in the atrium. And did he do a pick, by the way? We ran out of time there.
We didn't ask him, no.
I was going to, but we ran out of time. So maybe let the dig in the Athletic and see who you picked to win.
That's Kevin Fishbane. Coming up next, there's a big event going on at the United Center involving the Bulls this weekend.
Bulls.
And the good news is I think it's going to be a lot different than the last time it happened. So we're going to delve into that next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
NBA champion, two-time NBA Executive of the Year, represented by his wife Thelma, Basketball Hall of Famer, and former Bulls general manager Jerry Krause.
What happened in Chicago the other night was a disgrace.
That's going to be a dark spot, I think, for a long time. Very, very, very disappointed in that.
I didn't hear it. I was in the locker room, but somebody just told me about it, and it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful.
That was 2 years ago. That was the last time the Bulls had a Ring of Honor class. That was the voice of Steve Kerr, who you just heard, Charles Barkley, and Bill Whittington. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We do want to remind you, tonight the Bulls are back home to host the Heat in NBA Cup group play. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on The Score. And the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. And then the Ring of Honor game for 2025 is tomorrow night. That class includes the voice you heard, Neil Funk, the former longtime announcer for the Bulls, Johnny Bock, Bill Cartwright, Horace Grant, John Paxson, and the late Norm Van Leer. And I'm actually encouraged. And Marshall, you and I were at that last game, that Ring of Honor game, the first one of its kind. And we heard the crowd. And we tried to talk to Phil Jackson, and you could tell that people were flustered coming off the court. And it should have been a wonderful time to celebrate the Bulls' history and how many truly great coaches, executives, and players have played for this team and been a part of this team. And I didn't know if they were going to do this again. So when I saw that they were going to bring it back, I thought that was a good thing, because the memory of this can't be that lasting impression of the crowd booing Thelma Krause, which is the late Jerry Krause's widow.
Well, I never thought that they would not do it again. It's just a matter of the next time you do it, taking precautions to understand the context of what you're
Bulls
honoring.
Fans.
Yeah, well, you got it. But no, seriously, you have to recognize how fans are going to react.
Yeah. Like,
that's one of those things, because you do a run-through for these types of things. And when they did the run-through, they should have understood, hey, if we take this photo as opposed to the live shot of the widow, fans may react in a negative way because of the history and how it's perceived things went down with the Bulls.
Yes, and that you're right. That's a great word, perception, about the way it went down. I mean, the Bulls players, Michael Jordan, is the reason that they booed, because he made fun of Jerry Krause, and all the players fell in line with that. The cool kids making fun of the short fat guy
was going on. It was the Last Dance. It was the portrayal in The Last Dance that really, I think, caused the groundswell of the reaction that we saw.
That's a good point. That refreshed people's memories.
Last Dance, he was painted as a bit of a villain, and what you just talked about through Jordan's eyes.
And Jerry Krause said and did some dumb things. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, of course, they didn't deserve that. But they brought it on themselves to some degree.
Lot of ego involved. If you look back at the decisions that were made, and the reason we have the quote-unquote last dance is because, okay, this is it. This is the last run. This is over. We're not going to let you play this out and pay you all the money. And when I say you, I mean all the different bulls that would have had to be paid to keep things going the way it was going. And everything had come to a head. Phil Jackson, it's your last year as a head coach. But, you know, Phil Jackson was there. My bigger question with this is the understanding that with who's being honored this time, it really made me think more about this kind of question that hangs over the city of Chicago. Is Michael Jordan ever coming back? I'm not trying to be funny.
I mean, I said that I think the Pope is here before Michael Jordan comes back to the city.
And that might not be crazy.
I said that on this show.
That might not be crazy, because if he doesn't show up for his own Ring of Honor induction, and obviously honoring the Bulls team that won the 72 games, like, understand that that's like a void, a gaping hole where a city is begging its king to come back and take his rightful place on the throne. And he's like, no, I'm good. I got other stuff to do.
He doesn't need the adulation anymore.
He doesn't need the adulation, but the fans need that.
Right, but here's the thing.
The fans need him. I mean, think about how NBC has microdosed this one interview of Michael Jordan for how long?
When was the last time you saw that?
But he has zero obligation. Michael Jordan will have always done way more for the fans of Chicago than the fans of Chicago will have done for Michael Jordan.
No, I understand that, but when people are like, we're going to honor you by placing you in the Ring of Honor, you don't think he should have shown up for that?
You're probably right. I mean, like, it would be nice. And of course, I'm with you guys. Like, I need more Michael Jordan in my life. He's very elusive. He's like a snow leopard. You just don't see him anymore. He's up in the mountains trying to disguise himself and being rare and all that stuff. I am most interested in the reaction to John Paxson, which will be very interesting, because before John Paxson became the general manager, he was a very obviously popular player. He had a big three in Phoenix, and it just was a good Bull for the first three titles, and then eventually B.J. Armstrong took his job and all of that. He becomes the GM, and the thing about his GM work is, while it did not go out strong, he was the first GM since the 90s Bulls that actually restored order to the organization, got them back in the playoffs, got them to a certain point. Derrick Rose, a little luck, but let almost figuratively and maybe literally to some degree, the man was booed on his way out of that perch.
But he won't get booed tomorrow.
Well, no, but I think it's going to be interesting. Like, I want to know, is John Paxson back to just being the guy who hit the big three in Phoenix, who was part of three titles, who got along splendidly with all the, or is there still GM stink on him? That's pretty interesting.
I think that the justice was served in the crowd who chanted Fire Gar Pax during the 2020 All-Star Game festivities, because he's not there anymore. And I think also the difference here is it's always going to be softer because he's standing for himself. Like, Pax is around too. You know, it's not like this is the first time in a long time that we've seen John Paxson. He still has a role in the organization.
Have you seen him around or saying anything? I haven't.
But not saying things necessarily, but he's still with the organization. Like, that's been discussed and talked about, you know, here at, and I think amongst other circles. So I think him being there for himself, I don't know if it's going to be the same, but I will never forget that. I felt awful for Thelma, and I thought it was a great event and a great idea. And the reason they had it that night was because Steve Kerr was there. And for the Bulls to be able to at least bring it back and honor these individuals, I think is a good step in the right direction.
So who blew it then? Like, should the Bulls have seen, like, anticipated that?
The production itself was laid out in a way to give fans a chance to voice their displeasure for Jerry Krause.
Right.
And that should have never happened. Again, it was a very simple fix. When it was his time to be honored, you put her on the screen, like, representing Jerry Krause, and you announce it as such, and that never happens.
I also think that there's onus on fans to have more of an understanding. Like, you can't boo Jerry and Thelma. You can boo Jerry, but you can't boo Thelma.
They didn't
like
know
that.
Thelma was there. That's the point. They put the picture of Jerry up. That's the first thing they see. Boo. Natural reaction.
Mm-hmm.
If they start with Thelma, it doesn't happen.
That's a good, great point. Yep. They blew it last year. Period.
Well, they get another chance, and we've already seen some of the festivities happen here recently. I know they had an event as well. Horace Grant's been making the rounds doing interviews, so is happening on Saturday night at the United Center. And if you want to hear it, you can hear the Ring of Honor ceremony at halftime of tomorrow's Bulls and Wizards game right here on 670 The Score. Okay, everybody, I told you to wait. Told you, we got a bunch of texts. We'll try to read as many as we can, but it's time. Villain talk. Are we bidding adieu, most likely, to one of the Bears and NFL's and really American professional sports biggest villains? And then if so, who takes his place?
In all sports, by the way, too. Are we not making it universal, or are we doing this to the NFL?
Let's start with the NFL. Let's start with giving him his due and Aaron Rodgers. And like then we'll expand
villains
from
now
there.
That could be in the present day NFL, you're saying?
Yes.
Not has been, but is. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Who takes the place?
Okay.
So we'll do that next here. Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.